100, and you probably, if you grew up in the 40s and 50s and 60s, you may have learned this from the King James Version the way I do. So we're going to say it together. If you remember it, let's see if I remember it. And if you know these words, you say them with me. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. Thank you. You all did a great job with that. And I'm just going to talk to you about a few different lines in this psalm, and then we'll have a closing song, and then you'll be free for a couple of hours. You come back to the lobby at 1 o'clock for your meal. All right. One of the great lines in this psalm is, enter into his gates with what?
Thanksgiving.
And be thankful unto him. I always think that when we talk to people that we don't know, or people that don't know the gospel, we want to find common ground. And common ground may be something that people have in common, but they don't even know where it comes from. So I have spoken with international students of different faiths and backgrounds and countries, but we can all agree on being thankful for something. Be thankful. And what might it be? In this case, today, it is that we are all together, that God has brought us from so many different locations, and in spite of the pandemic and all the problems, he has given us good health, and we are able to be here, and he's given us the resources to be here. So we have a great many things to be thankful for. One of them is the chance to be together. Another one, I think, is the gift of laughter. Everybody enjoys laughing. And we have had so many good laughs already this week. Where's the piano? What is it that you rub the key against when you want to get into your door? And a few other things, like what happened to the recording equipment? And where are those words that I thought I knew for my song? So we have to be able to smile and laugh together. We're not making fun of other people. We're just enjoying our time together. And the Lord gave us the gift of laughter. Amen. Another gift he has given us is his holy word. I was so thrilled when I accidentally opened my nightstand this morning. I opened the drawer, and what did I find in it? The Holy Bible. I was tracing the letters on the cover with my fingers. It said Holy Bible. I said, oh great, the Gideons have been here. That's right. But you know, we could live in a country where the government would say they were not allowed to do this. And I'm just so thankful that although we apparently have many leaders right now who don't know the Lord in Washington, D.C. Some of them do, and we haven't been stopped. We still can distribute God's word.
Amen.
And we still can study it, and we still can talk freely about it and share it. So think, too, about the fact that we have it in so many accessible forms. When I was growing up, the only Bible that I had was 20 Braille volumes, and I loved it. but I couldn't take it on a trip. And if I wanted it, why not? He says, well, I couldn't. So I used to copy a few chapters of a favorite book. I would copy the four chapters of the book of Philippians because it was short and talked about so many different things, and I would carry that with me. But now I have three portable talking Bibles with me. I was going through my bag before I came. I said, oh, I think I want my three talking Bibles. I have the New Living Translation that Craig Leeds gave us from Braille Bibles International. I have the Holman Christian Standard Bible, and I have an English Standard Version. This is so wonderful. I have three Bibles that I can carry with me, and I have the whole Word of God. So when I wanted to check the different translations of Psalm 100, that was easy to do. And some of you have the Bible on your phone. Enoch told me he has a Bible on his phone. Others, people have the Bible on your phone?
Yes.
Yeah. And you know how to get access to it?
Yes.
Well, just think of the times when we didn't have that. And think of the time only about 200 years ago when Braille was first invented. I think it was in 1825 when Louis Braille published his first version of it, right? He was born in 1809, and at age 16 he had a system workable enough so he could publish it. But before that, we didn't have something that we could easily read by touch. All they did was try to raise the letters of the alphabet for us to feel, but that was not very fast or very convenient. And think how convenient things are. We need to be so thankful.
Amen.
That we have the Word of God. But we also need to be thankful that the Holy Spirit teaches us what it means. And so we are able to be saved. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that what whosoever in him should not
perish,
but have
everlasting life.
Right. You don't need to perish. You can be saved. And I believe that if you are truly saved, you're always saved. And so if we sin or we have times of doubt, that doesn't mean we're lost. We just need to come back, seek God's forgiveness, and walk in step with him. And the world needs us. How much the world needs people who are really walking in step with the Lord, because so many have no idea of where they are or where they're going or how their needs are going to be met or what they should do. They need us. We need to know the Word and live the Word. So enter into his gates with thanksgiving for the gifts of his precious presence, the gift of our time together, the gift of laughter, the gift of the scriptures, the gift of salvation, and the opportunity to share by the way we live, the way we talk, and our knowledge of the gospel. And then also, another line in this psalm that I like so much says, it is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. Many translations now say, it is he that hath made us and we are his. But I like the old King James. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. Have you ever heard that expression, a self-made man?
Yes.
You know what? I don't think there's any such thing. Certainly not for a blind person who has had any kind of happiness or success or joy in life. As my mom used to say, when I might receive recognition for something, she would say, you remember, you're standing on the shoulders of so many people, blind and sighted, people who've helped you to get where you are. And especially, we thank God for helping us get where we are. You can't do it by yourself. Nobody can do it by himself or herself, but especially someone who doesn't see, you're getting nowhere unless all kinds of people step up, believe in you, and help you. And we thank God for those people and what they've done and how he has motivated them to care about us. You know, in the times before Jesus came, the only profession that men had, if they were blind, was begging. The only profession that blind women had was what we call the world's oldest profession, which was sex trafficking. And of course, people didn't live long when they had to do that to support the family. So we thank God that Jesus came and changed everything.
Amen.
And we're not self-made. We're made by the grace of God and the help of so many people who gave up their time and their energy to believe in us. Another way that people think that we are self-made is that people believe in the doctrine of evolution. The theory of evolution, I could talk about that all day and all night, but I have my Braille watch, I won't do that. But the classic theory of evolution is that some kind of slimy stuff crawled out of the water and gradually built up through various animals, including monkeys, cats, and monkeys, until, yes, cats. I had to proofread a book on anthropology that said one of our ancestors was a thing that looked like a cat. I said, meow, I did not come from a cat. I like cats, but they're not my ancestors. I like monkeys, but they're not my ancestors. I did not come from a monkey.
That's right.
God made you the way you are, and you did not descend from some other creature. We had a Bible school this summer at church for the children, but I think we really need to teach the adults some of the things we were teaching the children about how God made us, about how you're specially made with all these complexities of your body. Your bones are strong and yet lightweight enough to carry you around. Your ears are immensely complicated. Your eyes are complicated. They don't work right now, but in your resurrection body, they will. Praise God. Every part of us is complicated. In your DNA, in every cell of your body, is a whole library of information about the way your body is genetically put together and the characteristics that you have. It's so complicated, nobody even imagined it a few years ago. That did not happen by chance. It did not happen in evolution from a cat or a monkey or a slimy sea. That was made by God. We praise Him for that. You did not make yourself. He made you. And we have all these characteristics. There is, in the theory of evolution, this whole set of information called the missing link, and they claim that by looking at early creatures they can see how we evolved from them. That is absolute nonsense. During our Bible school, we took apart all that information about the missing links, and we demonstrated that none of those links is at all linked to us. For example, they say that the cavemen were all stooped over and primitive in the way that their bodies were made. Their problem, actually, was that they lived in caves where they didn't get enough sunlight, so they developed diseases like rickets, and their bodies didn't stand up straight anymore. But it wasn't that there was something wrong with the way they were made. It was the lifestyle that they had to live right then. And God did not make you that way, and He didn't make them that way. And then you probably heard about a skeleton that they discovered in Africa that supposedly lived 4 million ago, and they called that woman Lucy. Lucy, named after the Beatles song, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Right. But Lucy is not a whole skeleton. Lucy is just maybe some fragments of bones. Lucy is not your ancestor either. Lucy was probably a monkey. And then they talked about this other thing that was called the Piltdown Man, P P-I-L-T-D-O-W-N, a Piltdown man. Supposedly, that was discovered in the early 1900s. I remember reading about it in a biology textbook. It was eventually found that the Piltdown man was a forgery. There was no such thing. It was just a bone of a pig. So all these missing links are absolutely nonsense. Don't let anybody tell you. And there's another thing that will tell you that God made you, and that is the gift of music. I heard a lot of people singing How Great Is Our God. Maybe people who don't even think they can sing. I hear Duncan playing, I hear Amy playing the piano. Look, evolution is all about supposed survival of the fittest. There is nothing in the gift of music that is required for your survival. So the fact that you have the gift of music is a gift of God. It is not something that evolved from a cat or a monkey. You have the gift of music, and that means that God created you for His glory. You did not happen by chance. So remember, you are not a self-made person. You are a God-made person. You are where you are because people cared about you and did things for you, and God was gracious. If you have had employment, that's because God is gracious. If you have friends, that's because God is gracious. Your body is a wonderful machine. It doesn't do everything you want, but as a believer, you will eventually have a resurrection body that will be perfect. And right now, your body has so many wonderful capacities that you know you will eventually have all the capacities you could ever want. And you have the gift of music and other gifts that are not required for your survival, but are God's way of letting you know that He made you. So we have Thanksgiving to remember from this psalm. And we have the fact that we are made by God. And also remember His mercy and truth endure to all generations. There are lots of people right now that think there's no such thing as absolute truth. They think that truth is whatever you want it to be or whatever you make it to be. But the scriptures tell us that God's word is forever settled in heaven. So we have absolute truth in God's word, and we have the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ. What did He say? I am the way, the truth,
and the life.
No one comes to the Father except through Him. So He is absolute truth. We have the truth of His written word, and we have the truth of His living word. So don't let anybody tell you that truth is what you make it. Truth is what God made it. And His truth endures to all generations. If there is somebody here who has not yet received Christ, think about it. Are you sure? If you're not, be sure that you make that decision while you have the time. Make it today. We're all here together. You can make that decision. And when you do, be sure to tell somebody about it and counsel with others so you can grow in your faith. If you have made that decision, be ready to share that truth and that opportunity with somebody who doesn't know. You never know when you might encounter someone who doesn't know. I'm going to ask our brother Duncan to come to our piano and play for us a song we're going to sing together. This is not in our hymnal, but I think most of you know it. Give thanks with a grateful heart.
Yes.
Yeah. Doug's going to lead us in that. Then we'll have a closing prayer, and you'll be free for a couple of hours. Those who want musical practice will have time for that.